This study was done using 2009 visitation numbers, and our visitation was about 500,000 people that year. Those 500,000 visitors spent $32 million in the park and around the in the communities around the park in that year. And that's really the key number. That $32 million that visitors spend supports about 525 jobs. And those are jobs outside of the park area. There are, I'd say roughly 200, 250 people who work in the park. Looking at the total effect, it's about $62 million that the park generates.
So when people come to Mammoth Cave National Park, let's start with the cave itself. What will they see there?
When it was set aside as a national park in 1941, I think at that time it was known to be about 150 miles long. But with further research and exploring and surveying and mapping, today it marks at 390 miles long, which is the longest known cave system in the world. And exploration continues. This part of Kentucky is a perfect place for caves to form. The way the rock strata lies, the way drainage occurs, that water gets underground and in between the rock strata and then flows to the master stream, which is Green River, that flows through this area. And we have caves everywhere. In fact, in the park, there are 400 caves inside the park area. But only one of those is the Mammoth Cave.
And when people come to visit the Mammoth Cave, among that complex, and they go inside, what wonders will they see in there?
Well, we show about 10 miles of Mammoth Cave. When you go into the natural entrance of the cave, walk down the steps and through the gate, you walk along a sort of slender passageway, low, but then it opens up into what we call the rotunda, which is a circular room with three large passageways coming into it, and a high ceiling, a high domed ceiling, and all naturally formed by water flowing through there and dissolving the rock and washing it away, cutting it away. The passageways vary greatly. There's these very large ones, but then it gets down to like Fat Man's Misery, which is, about 4 feet tall and like a miniature canyon that's about as wide as a person, and you have to snake your way through there, and the rocks are actually polished through that area from the people walking through there for so many years. And then there are vertical shafts, pits, and domes. Mammoth Dome is one of the largest ones. It's 192 feet high. Just beautiful sculpture, just sculpted by drips of water. Then we have long walks. The historic tour is a 2-mile walk. It takes about 2 hours. We have a short tour that's just a quarter mile, and it sort of pops into the area where there are stalactites in the cave. That's the Frozen Eiger tour, and it takes about an hour and 15 minutes. And then the longest tour we have, the most strenuous tour we have, is called the Wild Cave Tour, and that's 5 miles and about 6.5 hours of crawling and duck walking and squirming and sometimes sliming through cave passageways.
Above the caves, visitors can also enjoy 53,000 wooded acres of parkland. A new visitor center, which is partially open, is expected to be completed by this fall. With a postcard from Mammoth Cave National Park in south central Kentucky, I'm Steve Hirschberg.